Hi, Natalia. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is related to the health of the woman that goes through menopause.
Yes.
And once before, you mentioned that diminishing estrogen level affects lung health in menopausal women.
Absolutely. That's Lung Biology Research Institute from Georgetown University. They nailed that one.
Yeah. Would you please remind me what should I do to take care of my lungs since I'm going through menopause?
Okay. Have your menstrual periods ceased entirely yet or not?
Oh, a long time ago. Actually, my menopause, for some reason, it goes for 15 years or so, and the hot flashes are still going. I don't know. I tried everything, but I'm not successful. It's better, but it's not over yet.
Okay. Well, ma'am, if there's been no menstrual bleeding for more than a year or 2 years, and it sounds like there has been no menstrual bleeding during that time, then I would very, very seriously recommend you take a hard look at bioidentical hormone replacement. And that not only involves estrogen, it involves progesterone, it involves a little smidge of testosterone for ladies, it involves DHEA, because all of those things drop with time. And the research out there is so solid. It just, I don't know why this isn't adopted by conventional medicine. There was actually a paper published a couple, 3 years back that showed that women who did not take estrogens after menopause had a greater risk of dying than women who did. No kidding. Dying even. It wasn't an enormous risk of dying, but it was statistically significantly greater. Okay. Well, the big deal here is with the estrogens, they are very important for lungs. And yes, we want to continue any exercise or athletic activities we do to the best of our ability, so it's going to help with that. But the bigger deal is that estrogen helps with the brain, and researchers at Rockefeller University were able to show under the microscope that the accumulation of the garbage that causes Alzheimer's in the brain, its intracellular garbage, was slowed down by up to 80% if estrogen was introduced. But with no estrogen, the progress was much faster of garbage accumulation causing Alzheimer's in those cells. With estrogen, it was much, much slower. In fact, they found out that it was not only slower, but estrogen for ladies and testosterone for men activated the cleanup so the cells could get rid of that garbage. And without the estrogen and testosterone, the cells could hardly get rid of the garbage at all.
Yes.
You still there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
There's just so much research on this. There really is. There was a 2-year study from a university in Texas, and what they did was measure all kinds of markers, they're called, in the blood, about whether or not the bioidentical hormones were causing any trouble. And they didn't find any in 2 years' time of using the bioidentical hormones, ma'am. Now, they have to be used by a doctor who knows what they're doing with them. They know that the doses required are small. We're not trying to bring back menstrual bleeding. Nobody needs to do that to get the benefits. And they have to be monitored closely the first year to make sure it's not too much, not too little. It's just the right amount for them. But if you find a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicines and in hormone replacement, I definitely recommend you look into it, ma'am.
Thank you. And do you think that is the only way? Can I use natural food supplements to get the same or close to that result?
I'm sorry, ma'am. It won't come close. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just the hormones must be bioidentical, though, not from horses. They've got to be identical to what's found in the human body. And that's why they're safe, because the human body has known what to do with those, and it resumes knowing as soon as they're available.
So I've heard that black cohosh is highly recommended, or dankwas, or this type of herbs. And you think that it's not as helpful?
It's not nearly as helpful, ma'am. I've worked with these for Oh, my goodness, since the 1980s. And I do respect people who don't want to use them. Good grief. There are also people who want to stay strictly vegan and they don't want any meat in their diets. And all that has to be, in my opinion, has to be respected. And we work with whatever a person wants to do for their own body because it's their body.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And a quick question. You mentioned previously today that 70% DMSO and 30% colloidal silver is good antimicrobial antivirus. Is it effective for big toe fungus?
It's not as effective for fungi, no, ma'am. It is effective for viruses and bacteria, but not for fungi. Now, oddly enough, one of the things that is effective for fungi is that oregano oil that might have been bothering that caller. But oregano does go after some fungi as well as bacteria.
Awesome. Have you heard about antifungal Dr. Harry's four bandits? They call it four bandits mix formula.
No, I'll have to look that one up. But thank you for letting me know it exists. But right now, I don't know what's in it, so I can't comment on it.
Yeah,
Dr. Harry's antifungal.
I think it's a mixture of four essential oils. I don't remember from the top of my head what exactly he put there. But it actually is pretty effective. I was just wondering if colloidal silver would be more effective. But sounds okay.
No, it would not.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate your service, Dr. Wright.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for telling me about this one. I'll be looking it up. So I learn something all the time. We all do. Thank you.